It's time to play the puzzle. Joining me as always is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Lulu.
Remind us of last week's challenge.
Yes, it came from listener Ben Bass of Chicago. I said, take the name of a famous Hollywood flop, change an A to an R, and rearrange the letters to spell a famous box office hit, which went on to spawn sequels. What films are these? Well, the first one is Heaven's Gate from 1980. Rearrange those letters, make that change, and you get The Avengers, 2012, which has a sequel out right now.
We got over 500 correct responses, and our randomly selected winner is Scott Mydrith of St. Louis, Missouri. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, Lulu.
Scott, so outside of doing puzzles, I heard that you are a musician. Tell us more.
That is true. I am a singer, and I sing with the St. Louis Symphony Chorus here in St. Louis. I've been singing with them for 10 years, 10 seasons, and it's my one creative musical outlet besides my day job as a computer programmer.
I'm going to have to ask you to sing something.
I'll sing. I did prepare a few bars of a piece that I sang last night for an audition.
Huh.
So take it away.
You're ready?
Yeah.
I'll jump right in. Santia di ama, miwa se pran la ueta. Santia di ama, atilela, atilela.
That was
beautiful.
Wonderful. And you know, I think, Will, our puzzle players are multi-talented, it seems.
Proof again.
Proof again. Scott, are you ready to play the puzzle?
I am ready and all set.
All right. Take it away.
All right, Scott, today's puzzle is called Yo. Every answer is a familiar two-word phrase or name in which the first word ends in Y and the second word starts with O. For example, if I said Colonel or Major General, you would say Army officer.
Okay, I think I got it.
Number one, what antiperspirant helps prevent?
Body odor.
That's right. Number two, in basketball, a high pass caught by a leaping teammate who dunks the ball before landing.
Alley-oop.
Excellent. Group conducted by a conductor.
You should know this.
I should. Symphony orchestra?
I thought you'd get that. Johnson & Johnson product rubbed on the skin to keep it smooth.
Baby oil.
That's right. 9 squared.
9 squared is 81.
Uh-huh. Unit of weight that's not avoirdupois.
I'm sorry, can you repeat the last phrase?
Yeah, unit of weight that's not avoirdupois. It's a weight system used for precious metals and gems.
Any ideas on this one?
The city which had a hollow horse outside of
okay,
it.
Okay, Troy. I was thinking of Troy scale.
Troy is right. And then, what's a unit of weight starting with O?
A Troy ounce.
A Troy ounce is it. Good. One who has a deed.
That would be a property owner.
Right. Okay, try this one. A famous Boston Bruin.
Oh, a sports question. You're asking a musician a sports question.
That's okay. We got culture coming up, but right now you have to know sports.
Bobby Orr.
Bobby Orr, yes. It came from
look at that.
What's in the back of the brain? It's amazing. Okay, a singer with the 1964 hit, Oh Pretty Woman.
That would be Roy Orbison.
Nice. Classic Bertolt Brecht play with music with the. And it's the source of Mac the Knife.
A Three Penny Opera.
Three Penny Opera is it. Your last one is Exit.
album, Way Out.
Way Out. Nice job.
Good job. You did great. Really, really.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I feel like I need a way out.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. Scott, what member station do you listen to?
I am a sustaining member of KWMU St. Louis Public Radio.
Nice. Scott Mydreth of St. Louis, Missouri, thank you for playing the puzzle.
Thanks so much.
Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, name part of the human body. Switch the first two letters to get a two-word phrase for something that is worrisome. What is it? So again, part of the human body, switch the first two letters, and you get a two-word phrase for something that is worrisome. What is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Just one entry per person, please. Our deadline for entries is this Thursday, May 31st at 3 p.m. Eastern. Include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and if you're the winner, we'll give you a call, and you get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thanks, Lulu.